Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, Corey reviews Animal Crossing. We both share the stories of our sex dreams we had this week. We recap how Britney Spears is handling the coronavirus. And we celebrate our 250th episode of the podcast, all while stuck in quarantine. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Hello, Tyler.
Good day.
Thank you for letting me say hello first.
Of course. You know, life is about giving. Life is about taking.
Yeah, it is a little bit about give and take.
It is.
What are you taking right now?
I'm taking gulps of my Monster energy drink. What are you taking?
I cannot believe you're drinking a Monster energy drink to get hyped for this podcast.
I have to say,
what are you going to do with all that energy when this is over?
I'm going to work out. What do you mean?
Oh, yeah. You're going to go do some push-ups, sit-ups in the backyard?
Well, today squats is leg day, baby. And last leg day, I tried this new thing where I do squats with weights. Mm-hmm. But it's a tiered amount. And whoo-wee, I was really feeling it the next couple of days. So,
honey, I need to send you my TikTok leg day that I did, because I was telling you about it last week. This is a leg workout for
please,
you.
Please, please.
Can you do a squat? It was like a split squat jump. It was wild.
Yeah, I try not to, but yeah, I probably could.
Why not?
Well, my biggest irrational fear during the quarantine is that I'm going to break something or twist my ankle or something.
Oh my God.
And I mean,
you're not the best jumper.
I keep like rolling my ankle while I'm on a run. And I'm like, the last thing I need is to go to the like ready care like this. Like they have their hands full. So my fear is I'm going to like do something stupid.
You're going to be like, I broke my fifth metatarsal.
Right. Yeah. I can't do that. So I'm trying to be gentle with my body and, you know, take it easy.
But still get your burn.
Still get that burn, yes.
But speaking
of
that for you.
Speaking of burn, no more burn. Are you ready to vote for Biden?
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in. How do you feel about it?
What is that show by that guy where everyone's like, oh.
MacGyver.
Nope. He makes TV shows, but they start off good in concept, but then he just kind of like moves on.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Ryan Murphy. So you know the gist?
Yes, you're halfway through American Horror Story and then aliens show up and you thought, why'd you ruin a good thing?
I've never seen American Horror Story, even the Gaga season.
Well, baby, you've got time. I haven't watched it in years. The last one I watched was the Gaga season and I didn't even finish it.
Well, what's this? There's an episode where that one woman who's a lesbian in real life, you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Her.
What's her name?
I can't think of it right now. Paula.
She's almost Kristen Wiig-ish.
What? Are you talking about the one where they're at the circus and she has two heads?
Yes, but from a different anthology, I think. Anyway, when she's
what's her name?
When she's like, maybe she's been kidnapped or something, and she's like, this is good. When she's eating food. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
She's like eating food given to her by her kidnapper. And he's like, how good is it? And she's like, again, this is me. I have no clue if this is the actual plot, but I've seen the gif of this moment. And she's eating and she's crying and she goes, this is good.
Yeah, I don't think I made it to whatever season of American Horror Story that is. But listen, we have time. Maybe I think they're all on Netflix.
Anyway,
maybe they're all on Hulu. Who knows?
This is the moment I'm talking about. This is it. Do you see what I'm showing you?
Yeah. Okay. I see her.
Anyway, I've seen that GIF. I use that GIF a lot. I know nothing about the context, but that's how I feel about voting for Biden.
Like, this is good. He's going to be a better president than Donald Trump.
My power just went out, Corey.
Well, you're still recording, aren't you?
Yes, but oh my gosh, how spooky and eerie. My computer is dead. I just left the Wi-Fi.
You definitely cut out mid-sentence. I thought you were probably just still whispering, this is good.
Well, I don't really know how long I'm going to last, me and the bedroom.
Why?
But my printer just turned back on. Again, me in the bedroom.
Thank God. You have a printer?
Oh my God. Yeah, I had to fill out some very adult forms. And
a will?
No, my will is done. If you've wronged me in the last 7 years, like, it's over for you.
Is your plan still to will everybody one piece of garbage, everyone that you hated, one little piece of garbage?
Yeah, so everybody has to show up. They think that they're getting my riches. Lo and behold.
What are they getting?
You know, this and that.
Can I have your good cookie tin from your cupboard?
Cookie tin? Sure, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'll show you the next time.
Cookie tin. Yeah, but you know what? You don't know this, but I got rid of that cookie tin. I've upgraded.
Oh, no. Sad. So can I still have the cookie tin now?
The empty cookie tin.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I will take the cookie tin.
You know how grandmas have just like a...
Yes, cooking tins for sewing kits.
Yeah, well, mine does not have sewing kits, but you can have the tin.
Perfect.
I'll put that in the will.
I feel like I'm scavenging just like when I'm on Animal Crossing, my new obsession.
Now let's talk about... Oh! Did you hear that?
Oh, God. Thank God she's back.
She's back. Guess who's back in the house? My Mac.
Thank God. Here she comes.
Mac in the house.
Is that that? Are you trying to sing that RuPaul song? Click, clacking around. What's the lyric?
I'm Roxy Andrews, and I'm here to say, you know what I have to say?
It was a bitch in season 5, but I'm here to make it right.
No spoilers, because we're watching All Stars 2 right now. Of course I've seen it. Me and Nick.
I'm like, who am I spoiling it for?
I don't know, the people at home. But All Stars 2 is really, really good. I know everyone always says that, but like, it's got the perfect editing. It's got the perfect pacing, the right stories, the right characters. Like, it really delivers if you're looking for something to rewatch right now.
I just really am mad that they thought that bringing 5 people from one season was the business, especially when 3 of the 5 were in an alliance the first time they were on the show.
I agree. I'm not going to lie.
That's just like bad casting.
Anyway, Animal Crossing.
Are you going to play it? Would you ever? Do you like Farmville?
Do you ever get nervous? Farmville, I loved Farmville because Farmville was...
Did you really?
Yes, because it had an exclusive, it gave us the exclusive premiere of Hair by Lady Gaga.
So wait, Lady Gaga's Hair premiered on Farmville? Are you serious?
And now my computer is still loading, so I can't confirm that, but something premiered on Farmville. Could have been Hair. I don't know.
Judas. I think Judas was more that era. Farmville era.
It could have been. I have no clue. Anyway, okay,
but you didn't actually play Farmville, though.
No, baby, I did not.
You're more of a Candy Crush kind of girl?
No, I'm a Best Fiends bitch. You know me.
That's true.
Best Fiends started as a joke, like, brand deal for every YouTuber, and then suddenly it was like my latest obsession, and I was spending money on it.
What?
I don't want to talk about it.
I think I deleted that app off my phone.
I still have it.
Wait, so do you know anything about Animal Crossing?
So I feel like I know a few things. People can visit each other's houses. Yeah.
Yes.
people, you have like your own neighborhood, you like scavenge goods.
Well, it's
goods.
An island, you have, but your, yes. Your own island is your own neighborhood.
You have a landlord.
I mean, yeah, there's a guy who like runs the main office.
Tom Nook.
Yeah, Tom Nook.
Yeah. And do people like Tom Nook, or are all landlords going to hell?
You know, all landlords are out. He sure does charge a lot of money to like rent a tent on his island.
Well, I am sorry, but I'm sure the island has upkeep costs. What do you want?
It really does.
A freeloading bitch.
No. I have 3 rooms in my house now. I'm rich.
Okay, go on.
I have a great little island. I've invited lots of animal friends to come live with me.
Are you an animal or are you a human?
No, I'm a human. And then I got really stoned when I was playing the other night. And I thought, maybe when you beat this game, they let you turn into an animal so that you can be friends with all your animal friends.
Do the animals, are they anthropomorphized?
Yes.
Okay.
So... yeah, I have a little blue bear. I have a brown bear that has really bad makeup.
Okay.
She's my best friend. I have a leopard that loves to work out. He's a jock, but I hate him and I'm going to make him move.
So are these like real people in your life or are these like characters within the game?
No. There's characters within the game. Apparently there's hundreds of animals and you just randomly they'll come visit your island and you decide whether or not you want to ask them to move in. Ah. It's great fun.
Okay. It is as much as it's not for me yet. Maybe it someday will be because I haven't played it. I never played it. I feel like they couldn't have asked for better timing for it to come out.
Oh, truly. And honestly, I was right there with you. I thought, okay, like I had played Sims growing up and a lot of people told me it was very similar to that. But maybe it's just because we're in quarantine, but I am loving Animal Crossing.
See,
it's just getting me through.
I also never played Sims. So like that's...
Oh, really?
Well, we were poor.
You never put a Sim in a pool and took out the ladder?
No, no, I didn't. I don't know anything about that. When I was little, we had this game on our computer where you were a Santa with a jetpack and you like, you could make your own level. I guess. I don't really remember it, but that's all I remember ever playing. That and Bibble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble.
Bobble Bibble? Bibble?
Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble. Yeah. That's all I had.
Well, you missed out on Sims. You could really force your Sim to just learn the piano over and over and over, and you could tell them they're not allowed to go to the bathroom until they learn good piano.
That's what my piano teacher tells me.
I guess all I ever did was torture my Sims. But the good news is I'm not torturing any of my animals on Animal Crossing.
Well, that's good. Do you have friends that come and visit your island?
Yeah, I've had like 6 friends come visit. All gays. The gays are eating this shit up.
Yeah, this is one of those things where it's like, at what point do we call out the elephant in the room of like, this feels very, what's it called when gays are obsessed with being a child? Peter Pan syndrome.
What?
You know about
is that a
Peter
thing?
Pan syndrome? Where they don't allow themselves to age. There's like a fine line between...
I thought
between,
you were going to say diaper kink.
or even fur kinks. Fur whatever the hell.
I do wonder if Animal Crossing is a hit in the furry community.
Certainly.
It must be.
Can you bark? Can you...
No. You can talk. Well, you like, I only talk to my friends in real life when they come visit. I chat with my animals too, you know.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
I did see a video of, there was a drag queen who does, like, she makes YouTube videos, or she, like, does Twitch videos, or you know what I'm saying? Like, live streams her.
And she did the runway for Animal Crossing?
No. She went to her house, and her friends were all in her house, and they threw a surprise birthday party, and they all
on
came
Animal
out.
Animal Crossing?
Yes, they all came out from behind a thing, and then they turned on the lights, and everyone was doing poppers. Well, the confetti poppers.
Yeah.
Everybody was doing poppers.
Well, like, it wasn't really a surprise because it tells you when someone's, like, flying to your island. So she did lead you on a little bit, but I'm sure they all hid in her house and did the party poppers.
No, it seemed real. She looked like she was crying. I don't know. I'll link you. It seems like a good way that people are connecting and keeping in touch.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's been nice to have, like, friends come over on Animal Crossing.
There you go.
The good sis Mason came over.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
everyone's
she brought
busy.
Me peaches. She brought me peaches.
Maybe I'll try it, because currently I am very close to beating Zelda, but I feel like I have everything that I'm supposed to have to go do, like, finish the game, but I'm just kind of a completionist. So I'm just wandering around and doing things.
Are you nervous to fight Ganondorf? Do you think you're ready?
I love that. This is a little nervous.
Did you get the big horse?
No.
There's a like giant horse you can get in that game.
No, I'm currently, like, you know, finishing all the shrines, getting all the, like,
Did you get all the 1,000 of those Kuroko seeds?
That's what I'm working on. I'm also upgrading all my armor.
You must have time on your hands if you're trying to get all those seeds.
I'm busy.
Sounds like you trying to get that seed.
You know me. Just got loads to do.
So you're just drinking a Monster Energy drink and playing some Zelda?
Yeah, that, and I'm now up to 2 piano lessons a week instead of one.
That's good.
Which is, it's challenging because, like, via FaceTime, it's just not the same. Like,
I can't imagine.
So yeah, that's on the agenda. What else? Nothing really. There was a pink moon this week, and that's about it.
Well, what stage of quarantine do you think you're in?
Insatiable horniness.
I was going to tell you, the number of sex dreams that I've had.
I had a sex dream last night. It was
insane.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
I will tell you.
Mine was disturbing. Okay.
Was it a diaper kink?
No. So I was in the Wuhan territory or what? No, the Wuhan territory, is that what it's called? Or, like, the section?
Are you serious?
I was a spy sent to the Wuhan whatever for a convention, and it felt very like a conservative convention, so I was, like, undercover a little bit, and I couldn't tell anybody why I was there. I can't remember why I was there, but I was there, and there were tigers involved on stage. I was like, I was in this huge, it's like it was like a combination of everything that's going on in, like, in my life right now.
And, Jill Exotic, yes. Coronavirus.
Right. So there I am in this huge arena theater, and there's tigers on stage, and I escape to go, like, sneak away and do my spy things. And then I am like, it felt a little like 007, like I'm like sneaking around, trying not to get caught. And then I get back to my hotel room and I'm sharing a hotel room with a gay who I...
Do you know this gay?
Yes. Who I loathe. Who I absolutely loathe.
I hope you text it to me after this episode.
I'll text it to you right now. I don't know if I loathe.
Name names.
There. I just sent
it's
it
funny
to you.
Because.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
So I get back to the room and there he is and we're sharing a bed. Like his feet are facing my way, my feet are facing his way. So it can be a little bit more. So
you're sleeping head to toe.
Yes. So because we don't like each other. But then we're chit chatting and I say, well, I feel it. We both got coronavirus from this trip to the Wuhan. And he goes, well, we had to. But now since it's only the two of us and nobody needs to know, you should come over here. And so we went from not
come head, over here.
Yeah, because
like,
I was
crawl up to your side of the
my
bed.
My feet were facing his head. I mean, his head was facing my feet. And so I switched it around and then bada bing, bada boom. Woo-ha, you know. And then
did you like wake up after you had actually started like doing stuff?
Well,
were you doing guy stuff?
I woke up as we were like kind of like making out, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And when I woke up, I feel like there's a gif. I hate that everything I ever say is like, you know that gif, but there's a gif where or maybe it's a reaction video where he goes, I don't know who it is, but they go, okay, well, that's enough of that. Or maybe it's Ariana Grande. It's Ariana Grande. She tweeted after she broke up with what's his head?
Pete.
She goes, well, that's the last time we're doing that. Or something like that.
She tweeted that after they fucked the last time.
Something. So you guys know what I'm talking about, maybe. She posted, well, that's the last time we do that. Or something like that. That was my first thought upon waking up. Was, okay, well, that's the last time I do that.
Have you ever hooked up with a guy and had that thought where you thought, well, that's the last time we're doing that?
Absolutely. Like,
yeah, same.
Like I sometimes hook up, but I forget the last hookup and that it was not something I wanted to repeat. But like, you know, when your brain
when times
gets
are tough.
Yeah, times are tough. And so you reach into that bottom of the barrel, you bring them back out, you go do your thing. And then you remember, oh, there was a reason they were at the bottom of the barrel.
Do you remember when we went on our Alaskan cruise that we both had cruise eyes because it was just like all us and Midwest families? So we were giving like people that we wouldn't normally think were super attractive, like the edge.
Well, there is such a thing as quarantine eyes.
Yeah. Do you think we all have quarantine eyes right now?
Absolutely. I feel like
I will say
I see guys like if I'm on a run, if I see a guy, I'm like, oh, a man.
Yeah. I don't know if I said this last time, but the last time I went to the grocery store, I felt like there were two gays that like broke their necks to turn on their heels to like look at me because it was like they had not seen another gay specimen in weeks. And I was like, calm down. We're at Safeway.
Well, baby, everyone's coming out of the woodworks texting, being all, how's your quarantine? I'm like, are you bored? Because
girl,
like,
people are messaging me on Snapchat, and we all know what that means.
Yeah, people need to calm it down.
Well, you up? Well, are ya?
Yeah, but I did read an article about like quarantine horniness, and
is a thing.
It is definitely a thing because our normal time to explore our own horniness usually is at the end of the day or when we have free time or when we are lounging in bed or whatever it might be. Like, that's when you get on and you say, you up. Well, bitch, now everyone's lounging in bed 24/7. So your brain is triggered into thinking, text somebody, you up.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, my sex dream was definitely Grindr related. I was like going to meet this like Grindr daddy. And then I showed up and it was not the guy from the pictures. Ah! He had an like 18-year-old twink with him. And he was like, this is my boyfriend. I thought we could just have a threesome.
Okay.
And I was like, no, I was not into either of them. They lived by the Westwood Mall in Jackson. they had a beautiful house and a big backyard. And they were like, well, we don't have to do anything. Let's just hang out by the pool. And I thought, how do I get out of this house? And then the guy's wife shows up and she's like, oh, we're getting a divorce, but we all still live together. And it's like, they wanted me to join their sex like cult.
Sure.
I wasn't into it. I woke up and thought, ugh. I just
That's the last
gross.
Time we're doing that.
I thought that's never happening ever again.
Well,
although you know, I did like the proximity to the Westwood Mall.
I get it. Remember malls?
Remember things?
Remember hugs?
I do remember hugs. I think I recall.
Cool. You know those the bands that you use for like at home workouts?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just wrap that around myself and pull a little tight so that I feel something.
I've just been wrapping myself up in my rug in the living room.
Okay.
You know, just put it and then start rolling across the floor.
Very,
hot dog style.
Very Jacob Tremblay in Room.
Yes. Oh, yes. You're not wrong.
Isn't it weird? I feel like we're all kind of Jacob Tremblay in Room right now.
I think actually, yeah.
I say good morning to my lamp. I look forward to my one birthday cake a year. You know, I look out the window and I think it's a TV. I think, hello, save me.
At least, I was going to say, my house is like set right up on the sidewalk as opposed to yours. So like I'll have a day where I'll go like a few hours and I'll completely forget the world that we're living in because I'll either be watching TV or playing video games or whatever. And then I'll see somebody walk by my house with a mask on. And I think, oh, yeah, that's what we're in.
Well, today in Los Angeles, as of when we're recording this, the law changed. So if you go into any like CVS or anything, any establishment, if you're not wearing a mask, it's illegal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were you, they're not even selling masks.
Well, or like a covering of your face or like a bandana or something.
I have like 8 of those like buffs. So am I just allowed to wear that?
Yeah, I've transitioned from anything else to just I have like a buff, like the Survivor buff, which has been very handy.
Well, I know. Speaking of, I have had so many friends text me and say that they've been bored out of their minds. So they've binged a season or two of Survivor. Like so many non-Survivor fans have said, oh my God, you were right. This show's a
That's hit. Actually, that is a great show to jump into and like, watch an entire season of.
It's so easy. You can literally do it in like a weekend because it's like 12, 40 minute episodes. And it's just like, and it's all wrapped up with a bow. You don't have to watch the next season. You don't have to watch the season before.
Yeah, it exists within itself. You don't need to know anybody's plot lines or characters.
I'm not kidding. I've had so many friends be like, tell me a good season of Survivor to watch.
Send me like 5 seasons of Survivor to watch. Maybe 3, actually.
Absolutely.
It's more realistic.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That I have been avoiding.
Oh,
that I'm going to watch.
Give me some of that.
And I just got a VR set, which has been, you know, the game that we would play in Texas with Colin and Christy, the like lightsaber game. Oh
yeah,
my God.
You loved that game.
I've just been playing that for hours. It's been so nice.
Do you feel like it's a workout?
I am drenched in sweat at the end. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'd like to try Thank it God. On a drug though. I don't know which one, but I have time to figure it out.
As you punch through your sliding glass door.
Maybe. I get lost in it, to be honest. I really do. And that's sober.
Well, honey, that's me with Animal Crossing. I get lost in it stoned or sober.
I get it.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
What else is new, Corey?
Do you have any thoughts on RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, it's hard for me to even think about RuPaul's Drag Race season 12 because I'm thinking about All-Stars 2. But
do you think that in itself says something about season 12?
No, but it's only because I'm watching like back to back All-Stars 2.
Got it.
Season 12. Yeah. I mean, it's like, I wonder if this is going to be a similar season to like when I look back at, again, spoilers, if you don't want to know about other seasons or if you don't want to know about what we're talking about for this season 12, maybe fast forward a little or whatever. I don't know. You remember like Bianca Del Rio's season or Bob the Drag Queen season?
Yeah.
Where it just felt like you saw from the start.
The winner like this, at the beginning.
There's no world where this person doesn't win. That's where I'm at with Gigi. But I'm okay with it. Like Gigi is like focused, confident. I mean, the telltale moment where she proved that she should be a winner for me was when Rue tried to be like, I don't know if I have these concerns about your snatch game. And she goes, I understand your concerns, but I don't have those concerns. Like a 21-year-old drag queen saying that to RuPaul and being confident and sticking by her guns, where you see other queens just like flop under the pressure. It's like, okay, she's got it in the bag.
Yeah, I agree. I love Gigi and I would be, at this point, I'm still okay if she is the one who ends up winning. She's one that I'm excited to watch every week. So
yeah,
I'm enjoying her. But I 1,000% hear what you're saying because I have a group chat text called Fuck My Drag. And we all discuss each episode on like Saturdays after we've all watched it. And everybody's kind of on the same board, on board with the same thing, saying they just don't envision a world where Gigi's not going to win.
The only confusing thing to me in the last episode was, why did they keep saying inspired by Frozen, the Broadway musical?
Because
why not Frozen, the movie, the Disney movie?
Because I don't think Disney probably didn't give them the rights, but maybe the Broadway show. Well, did you notice that the lip sync for Your Life was the Broadway version?
Yeah. I don't know.
I just see all these song choices and I always think, who chose?
Especially Let It Go would be
who thought Let It Go would be an exciting thing to watch?
I don't know.
It's like it has that big moment at the end, but it takes 3 minutes to get there.
I will say I feel like I say this every week now. I'm very grateful that we have Drag Race right now to keep us busy. It's like it's the only thing in my week that I know is on a certain day besides like, you know, piano lessons that I look forward to. So I appreciate that.
I mean, I at least know the days of the week, but I for sure couldn't tell you what number day today is.
Well, bitch, you know, of course you follow Leland Official on Twitter, right?
Yeah, I love it.
He, every day he
keeps tweeting.
I can't believe it's Friday. It gets me every day because I believe it. It is like, do you follow Megan Amram on Twitter?
She
says, today's the day Donald Trump became president every single day. And she has for the year or however.
4 years.
I feel like this is Brett's but it gets me every time. Now. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you cackle?
I don't cackle.
Does your pussy pop severely?
Yes, actually. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm gonna go to the Ready Care for it. I don't wanna be the girl who goes to Ready Care for pussy popping severely.
Are you gonna get a quarantine pet?
I already have one, Nick Timino. And let me tell you,
true.
Not good.
Tea. And you love feeding baby.
No, I do see all of my friends are getting pets. Like Oscar just got a pet today.
That's the breaking point where my mom's at because she hasn't been able to see my niece and nephew, her grandchildren. And because she works at a hospital. So she's like obviously keeping her distance from everybody. And she's texting me yesterday all these pictures of cats from the like humane societies in our area. Have all the animals she wants to adopt, saying, should I get this one? Should I get that one?
Well, I wouldn't get a cat. No.
Well, cats are easier to maintain. She has an active lifestyle.
Sure, I guess.
Dogs are hard if you go on vacation.
Is your mom okay? Is she good? Is she, what's the tea?
Yeah, I think both of my parents are doing well. Both of my parents, I'm thankful that they both still have their jobs because obviously a lot of people have lost their jobs. So very lucky in that instance, but it has been a little tough because both of my parents have jobs where they're interacting with people. They're kind of like on the front lines, quote unquote. Right. So that's a little scary, but my mom texts and calls and gives me lots of updates. So makes me feel better.
Well, I'm glad that she's okay. I'm glad that they're taking care of themselves. Yeah, it is a wild time. If you're listening and you feel like, holy shit, what am I going to do? Like, everyone, I think, is kind of scrambling in a lot of ways. I feel like the numbers just came out for the last week. It was like six point something million more people filed for unemployment. And that's like the third week in a row. So I think it's more than 16 million people have filed for unemployment in America. So if you are stressed, know that you are not alone. A lot of people I know are going through something similar and trying to figure it out. And yeah, it is going to be a wild year.
And now's the time to make sure you're registered to vote.
Oh my God.
I know we were like talking about it at the beginning, but this is your now. If this like doesn't like make you excited to vote and to change some things, like IDK, what does?
Right.
TBH.
If there's ever a time to support a candidate that is worried about your healthcare, about your jobs, about
the economy, about
climate change, now is the time to register to vote. Now is the time to figure out who is running locally that you can support. If you're not necessarily excited about Biden being the nominee, there are many, many candidates that are more localized that you can support that'll get people to vote in this election and get them to the polls. If the president is not one that you're excited about, there are plenty that you can be excited about. But yeah, it's a weird time, but I feel like the most important thing you can do is not feel helpless, because there is something you can do, and that is to vote.
Well, that's that, and that's great. Anything else you want to say in this episode?
If you're feeling insatiably horny like the rest of us, try sexting. Don't go hook up with anyone, because, bitch, there's a reason you're supposed to be stuck in your house. Okay?
Send nudes.
I don't know about send nudes. Do it. If
people want them.
If you want
and you're up to it.
If they want it, if you want to give it, do it, baby.
I'm just saying, yeah, don't go knocking on someone's door.
Oh my God, I was just about to say that.
By Britney Spears?
Knocking on my door.
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 Who knew?
Good for Britney Spears. Who knew she was such a redistribute the wealth socialist?
Well, that, and she set the world record for a 100-meter dash.
she's really doing it all in quarantine.
She's really doing it all.
She also posted a review of Doolittle. Did you see that? Not Melinda.
The movie?
Not Melinda.
Okay, shout out to Melinda Doolittle. Where is she?
How do you think she's quarantining?
I hope she's doing well.
I hope she's doing very little.
She was on Jordan Sparks this
season.
Did you hear me? You hope she's doing very little.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Soul Patrol it is.
No, Britney Spears posted a film review of Doolittle, you know, the Robert Downey Jr. movie.
I love that you think that's insane when you literally gave a review of Flubber on the podcast.
Flubber was good.
Like 3 weeks ago.
If you have Disney Plus, trust me, go smoke too much weed to the point where you're like, oh, I think I smoked too much. Then put on Flubber.
Yeah. All right. You heard it here first.
That's how I'm dealing.
Tyler, where can people find you?
I am, you know what? Give me a second on that one. Where can people find you?
People can find me at My Mom Is Getting a Cat on Twitter.
You can find me on Corey's Animal Crossing Island, actually. I'll be there.
I wish. Yeah. Come to Luna.
Is that what you call it?
I named my island Luna.
Oh.
Do you know what Mason named his island?
What?
Big Booty Island.
I want to go, bitch. That would be nice.
Well, I'm sorry some of us try to keep our islands classy.
Do you stan Luna?
Stan?
It's like talking to like a grandpa.
Do I stan Luna?
Stan? Yeah, Luna.
Yeah, I stan Luna.
Okay, sure. You are not a part of stan culture. You wouldn't know anything.
Stan culture actually drives me a little crazy.
Gracie?
Oh my God. All right. Well, same time, same place next week.
Wait, before we go, Corey, did you know this is our 251st episode. We missed it last week.
Can you believe we fucking missed the 250th episode?
I'll catch you at the 500th.
Well, you know, to celebrate 250, everyone put themselves in a rug, roll up, feel a little hug, and send us a picture.
I would really, that would spark joy for me. If you roll yourself up in a rug and tweet it to me and Corey to celebrate the 250th, that would spark joy.
God. I mean, I don't have a rug available in my house to do it with, but I would do it with my weighted blanket.
I've got some rugs. I've got like it might even be a real animal fur. I don't know, but probably not. You know me. I love animals, but I do have like a bear skin or something, or I don't know what it is in my bedroom. I'll roll around.
Can't wait.
I also have a yoga mat. You can roll yourself up in a yoga mat.
Yeah, I guess truly like find what works for you. A rug, a yoga mat, a blanket, cardboard, you know. A very big tortilla.
Sure.
Tyler just got excited.
I'm hard. That's how quarantine horny I am.
Did you give your handle yet?
Yeah, I am a really big tortilla on Corey's Animal Island.
Thank you. Perfect. All right. See you next week. Happy 250.
Yeah, later.